Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Get out of your head or you're dead. What's up, champion? Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. We're back in... Hey, let's talk about getting out of... Hey, you know that saying that I'm famous for all around the internet. You know, get out of your head or you're dead. Okay. Actually, I'm not famous for it. That's Tony Robbins, where I heard it from. Stole it from Tony, so I'm not really known for that. Not really sure I'm known for anything except being the creepy guy that records in a dark parking lot every morning on the Everyday Saturday podcast. Outside of that, not sure. But here's what I do know, okay? And I want to share this with you because, man, I will tell you what. As sure as you're sitting there listening to this podcast, wherever you're listening to it, so many people are sabotaging their success because they're inside their head, man. They're all thinking about this and thinking about that and what if and what if and what... Man, you will what if yourself to mediocrity, Averageville, you know? You'll just what if yourself. What, you know, okay, great. Send all of those scenarios out there. But then at the end of the day, what do you got? You just got a bunch of scenarios. You don't have anything, nothing tangible to track or measure because you haven't actually tried anything. So if you want to gain wisdom, what's the best way to gain wisdom? What would you say? It would be to go ahead and give that thing a shot that you're thinking about doing, so at least you've got that eliminated. You've got those two words are gone, what if? Because now it's no longer what if, it's now what. And now what really is a cool place to be, you know? If you can get yourself from what if to now what, now you've got a situation where you've tried something, probably didn't work, 9 out of 10 of it doesn't. Don't beat yourself up over it, didn't work. Just join the club, man. But now you get a chance to kind of pivot. Yeah, that's a really strong word. I like that word. I think it's kind of overused in marketing terms, but I really like that word, pivot, because it's one word and it's got that visual. You know, and if you're wondering what the sound effects are, I'm going, like I'm pivoting, you know? So let's say you try something, you start up a business, a blog, a podcast, video channel, maybe you start up a restaurant, a coffee shop, a lawn mowing business, whatever it is, but whatever your marketing efforts were, or maybe revenue wasn't there. Okay, now what? Now you get a chance to pivot and you go in a different direction, or maybe not a complete 180, maybe you just go, 30 degrees. Now you get a chance to adjust it, you know? But man, you get in your head and you never try anything. Let me let you in on a little bit. You know how I'm really into science. You know, I got 20 college credits. Most of them are gym and health class. So, you know, I'm really a cerebral guy. And did you know there's over a billion stars in the Milky Way alone? And that's just one little galaxy. Scientists tell us that there are between 1 to 2 billion other galaxies. Okay. We are so small in the whole grand scheme of things in this universe. I mean, we're a part of this huge galaxy on this planet called Earth where there's a billion stars out there. And then you've got 1 to 2 billion other galaxies. What you're worried about? Think about that. Think how small it is. And I'm not, look, and please don't take this that if you've gotten a bad health diagnosis, or if you've lost a loved one recently, that's not small. I'm talking about strictly what we started talking about. Launching your dream, getting your movement going, dialing it in on your message, and starting to make some money doing the very thing that you love to do. You're going to sit there and hemming and hawing, and what if, and what if, and what if. And just look up, man. Whenever I want to see all the awesomeness that God's created, I just look up. And I don't think we do that enough. We got our face buried in these cell phones. I mean, here's a perfect example. Yesterday, the gym I go to here in Cincinnati has an upper and lower floor, pretty fancy word I was looking for, floor. You know, the upstairs floor is kind of the universal weights. The downstairs floor is the free weights. The upstairs has the cardio and blah, blah, blah. So I was using the universal leg press yesterday, and I was going downstairs, and there's this gentleman walking upstairs. He's probably 55, 60 years old. He's got his face buried right in his phone. He's walking up the stairs. He ain't looking up. So I had my headphones on, and I was blasting me. I don't know how loud this was, but it was loud. It was scared the hell out. I go, look up, you know, because look up. You're about to run into me staring at your phone. I'm sure he was just texting a colleague or reading an email. And he was like 2 inches. And it's not like he was going to knock me over. He might, though, have gone backwards because he wasn't prepared to run into me, you know. And I'm like, look up. And he goes, oh, geez, I'm sorry. Hey, no problem, man. Just I didn't want you to get hurt. You know, you're on the stairs. You're looking down. And so many people are looking down, you know. And we look down at that phone and we refresh it to see what's the latest message we got. What's the latest comment that we got after we posted this really amazing thing on social media. Or what did so-and-so say about the latest drama that's out there? We're always looking down. If you want to stare up and look at the wonder of the universe, man, it is not difficult to find. I mean, you know what I love to do? I get tripped up, man. I start stuttering so much. Thank God I got a five-year-old. By the way, John Daly, I hear you, man. John Daly sent me an Instagram message. John's been listening to the podcast for about 125 years, and he sent me a video message last week. I got it, John. I referred to myself as the Frank Gifford of Ohio, and because I'm, you know, 90 years old with a preschooler. And so I love going out into our backyard. We have an acre of land here in the Midwest, and I love going out and watching my five-year-old I love watching her watch nature. Like, she'll see a bird. Oh, look at Daddy the birdies. Look at Daddy the birdies. And I mean, you and I see a bird, let's be honest, man. I'm like, get going, man. I'm, you know, driving down the road, get that bird out of the way. You're going to hit me. Or I see a bird in the backyard. But my daughter is amazed, like amazed when she sees a bird, any kind of a bird. We have cardinals and blue jays. And then we have a rabbit. We got this rabbit that just has been camped out in our backyard for the longest time, years. Okay. And Susan, whenever she sees that rabbit, she stops. Like she's hunting, like she's Elmer Fudd. Okay. And she tiptoes to, and the rabbit always runs. Susan chases the rabbit, always gets away. And but the lesson there is, if you have a toddler, watch them watch the world. They're amazed at everything, at the wind blowing, trees falling off. They don't need much to be amazed and to be entertained. Us as adults, we need that 7-inch screen we're staring at every day. We need that to amaze us. It's an addiction, man. We need that thing to entertain us, to educate us, to validate us, you know? And I'm telling you, that is a dangerous place to be. And you know what it causes, though? It causes so much doubt. My daughter has no doubt. She is fearless. 5 years old, fearless. Like, she took a tumble down our stairs last week, scared the hell out of us. Thank God nothing happened to her. But she just hold on to the railing. Oh, okay. She didn't even care. Like, she's just like, oh, if I fall down, you know, I'll wipe, scrape the knees and I'll be good, you know? But we lose that. You know, we lose that sense of fearlessness when we get older because now we're worried because we've what have we done into your 20s? You started accumulating assets, right? Hopefully, if you're smart, like we talked about yesterday, you don't accumulate a liability. So now you got the house. You're afraid of losing the house. You got your 401k. You're afraid of losing that. You got your health insurance. You're afraid of losing that. If you're lucky enough to have dental insurance, you're afraid of losing that. Now you've got a car, you know, and you've got all these things that now you've accumulated. But now that you got them, you're afraid of losing them. You know, so you really, we proceed with caution. And I'm telling you, I would not recommend doing what I did 15 years ago. I mean, I ripped that Band-Aid off and I just went for my dream and I fell flat on my flipping face and it was embarrassing. But it was exhilarating, man. Can I tell you what it's like to quit a job that you've been going to for 15 years? Can I just share with you what it's like, the exhilarating of saying I quit to your boss, the senior vice president, what that's like to say I quit? Now, the bad news is you say I quit, you got to hang up the phone and figure out what the hell you're going to do with your life. But for that 3 seconds of my life, I felt like Superman. I quit because the company had such control over me for that and I know I could have left at any time. I'm just saying, but you know what I'm talking about, right? Those golden handcuffs that we just can't get rid of. When I said I quit, I felt invincible. And then I had to get my boxes, pack my stuff, and get out. And then I went bankrupt and I didn't really feel so invincible. I felt actually pretty humble. But I was fearless and I loved that feeling. And you know what I've been able to do? I've been able to bottle that fearlessness, and I've been able to kind of take a sip of that bottle of fearlessness every now and again when I want to go try something new. And I think I told you, man, my chips are all in on this Facebook advertising campaign, probably 30 to 40 grand of advertising that's been put out there to, you know, build the funnel, find new clients, and keep trying to train people on how to launch their own message and their own movement. And so, you know, I always have my chips in the middle of the table because I'm not afraid of losing. It's not arrogance. It's not it at all. And I'm not being an idiot. It's not like I'm being, you know, so I'm like, oh, if my family's homeless, I don't care. It's all about me being. No, it's not at all. I don't ever want to live in fear. I know. I think, you know, and when you're operating from a, here's the thing, you know why fearlessness is okay? If you're operating from a point of integrity and you from servitude and you really want to serve people and you want to help people, when you're fearless, you're putting yourself out there like, I'm going to trust God. I have faith. Faithfulness creates opportunities. We talked about that. And I'm going to put myself out there. I'm going to put the chips in the middle of the table and let's see how this thing plays out, man. And if, you know, it doesn't go the way I think it's going to go, that's great. You know, not everything does go the way. Very rarely does it go the way we think it's going to go, but it's going to ultimately be successful. And that's the way I want you to operate. I want you to operate it like view nature through the eyes of a toddler and look how amazing every single day is and then go for it. And then do something about it. Don't go back to bed tonight or wake up tomorrow with that same anxiety, that same fearfulness, that same, wow, oh, here we go again. I've never said here we go again. I've never said that. Every day to me is a brand new day, and I'm no better than you. I'm just saying I never wake up saying, oh, here we go again, unless it's here we go again. You know, let's go. You know, it's a podcast. I love it. So do that. Would you do that? Don't say, you know, start saying now what. Get rid of what if. What if can be very easily taken care of by you taking action, you know? And that wisdom you're going to gain, that experience, it's invaluable, man. You can't pay for that stuff. So go do it. Doesn't take much. Doesn't take much. I want to talk to you. Get on my calendar, launchwithsam.com. I'll call you. We'll set up the call, and we'll strategize, baby. And within that 30-minute period of time, you'll be crystal clear on what the next steps are. I want to work with you one-on-one. I make no bones about it. I'm looking for amazing clients. And don't poo-poo yourself, fancy word. Think, oh, I'm not good enough. I can't work with you. I can't. Yes, you are. I wasn't 15 years ago until somebody spoke greatness into me, and I just said, you're right. Absolutely. You're right. Let's do it. Go to launchwithsam.com. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.